This call
breathing.
Is being recorded.
All of that was not recorded? That's interesting. Oops. Everybody all at once. Someone said maybe that wasn't meant to be recorded. Well, maybe it wasn't. Who knows?
Yeah, it's not a maybe.
Time will tell, or vibration will tell. But how is that for you all? How is that to have Sanat Kumar in your presence, directly here in your presence? More so than some of you can even realize. Even those of you that did not see him or were not fully aware of him, he was here and his very presence has altered your consciousness, has begun to work more fully on your DNA here. It was a DNA download, if you want to call it this, as well as an awakening of your Kundalini energy. Some of you felt the awakening, some of you did not. But that is okay. It is what it is here. But know that everything that is happening here is supposed to be exactly as it is. As you are coming to understand more and more and more, you are in the perfect now. There is no other time but now. And if you again come to that full understanding, everything that has come before, everything that is now, and everything that is coming in the future is all happening right now, at this present moment. If you look in terms of those higher levels of consciousness that you just visited, this should tell you that everything that is going to manifest here in this plane of existence first needs to manifest at the higher levels. But in order for it to manifest first at the higher levels, you have to create it. So you are the creator. The mind is the builder. You can create anything that you want. And that creation process, once you have begun it, will then, kick into gear and will become a reality at some point or another. As you move into the higher vibrations, it will happen sooner rather than later. So with that understanding, know that this particular three-dimensional illusion is falling apart. You are moving rapidly through these higher vibrations, into the higher vibrations rather, into the next dimension, the fourth dimension. You are moving into that more and more. You slip back, then you move back on again. Sometimes you find yourself in the fifth dimension. When we say find yourself, we're talking about your mind here. We're talking about your knowing self, knows that it has moved into it because you feel the bliss. You feel the love, the intense love. Then you might slip back again. But every time that you do this, every time that you move up, every time that you feel gratitude or see the beauty in the world, you move up into the higher levels. You move up into vibrations and you move up into the higher dimensional frequencies as well. Know this, okay? Now, before we take questions, we had the James tell you earlier that there was going to be manifestation. You had one manifestation. There is another that is planned. Whether it occurs or not is up to you. In other words, you go outside after here, and of course this is for those here in the room here, but understand that those of you that are on the phone can also do the same. You can go outside, if it is possible, wherever you are, after the conclusion here, and you can go outside and you can look up at the sky, and very, very possibly, there will be a show for you.
Ooh.
Belief is what is necessary here. Believing will be seeing. We are planning this. We have been planning this. Those of you that attended a previous advance know that we followed through at that time. Many of you were present. And we will tell you now that those that were present then are here again now to make this happen. See? There are a few of you here that know who we are speaking of. You have very strong connection to those up above. And they want to make you a present, you might say. If it does not happen, it is because, for whatever reason, it is not meant to be. But it is planned. It is possible, and it is even probable at this point. You have questions now for one who serves.
I don't have a question, but I have a statement.
Now you need the microphone here to be able to share with those on the phone.
I don't have a question right now, but I want to just make a comment when we were seeing him on the horse. And the reason I said I think I saw him.
Oh, please. Someone just turned on a light here. Way too bright. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, now.
Why I said I think I saw him on the horse is the great big face in front of him. And it kept, the face just kept being in front of me. It was blue. And it was really big. And it was over their heads and everything. I know who it was. Ashtar. I know it. But that's why I said I think, because his head was so big, he was covering the whole horse or whatever. But Gamora was not, his horse was not on the floor. It was up off of the floor, like he was floating. And I could see the top of him, but I couldn't really make out the horse too much. And that's why I said I think I saw him.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Those of you that saw him here, he was bigger than this room.
Mm-hmm.
This room did not exist for him, if you can understand this.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there was no roof here to keep him under it here. Anyone else have a question here? Thank you for your comment, though, your sharing. Anyone else here? Yes?
I would just like to know, can you tell us a little bit about Sanat Kumara and where he actually originated from?
Yes, he is one of the great seven lords of Venus, one of the seven Kumaras. Sanat Kumara and Sananda Kumara being two of them. There is so much history here where these come from. You must understand that Venus as a planet does not have a three-dimensional existence there, but it does have a fifth and beyond dimensional existence. There are beings there. But if you were to go in one of your ships, your three-dimensional ship, and land on Venus, you would find nothing there. But they would be aware of you being there. See? So Sanat Kumara, as one of the great seven flame lords, was the one that, the main one, you might say, that created this entire plan here for the earth to continue it so that it would not be destroyed. Not so much the planet herself being destroyed, but the people on the planet. There were going to be catastrophes like nothing you can imagine. But as the councils gathered to discuss the situation, and they do, they gather everywhere throughout the galaxy, and they discuss various civilizations and what can be done, if anything. And when the Earth was discussed, after she had reached out and called for help, Sana Kumara stepped forward and said, I will remain until I am no longer needed, but I will see this through, along with all of those that come with me. And when he said this, you can imagine all of those that stood and were ready to follow him. Sananda followed him, and Sananda brought all of you with him. Does this answer your question?
Yes, that's probably answers my question as to why I was crying with joy. Thank you.
Any other questions here or sharing?
I'd like to share something.
Yes.
I just wanted to share that since Sanat Kumara came before us and anointed us, I felt that, at least I, and I think we were all together, I felt like we had transitioned, at least during that time, to the fifth dimension. I felt way out of my body, but I felt in such pure bliss and love. It felt like the fifth dimension with him.
Yes.
That's just a comment, not a question.
Yes, we understand. There's a sharing here. Thank you. Anyone else here?
Yes, this is Lorelei. There's been this question mark around, you know, all that we've undergone here. And there's this concept of the need to sort of, I want to say, like, forget it and rise above it. But as I got this experience was that it's really not a forgetting of it. It's really, I wanted to say, like, an honoring of it. It's a loving of it, like almost in the annals of history, like all we have suffered and we've come through. And there's a beauty to that. Not like we're to cast it away, you know, like a dirty shoe or something, but that we love it. And we allow it to be a force for good or something like that. Can you say more on that? Am I on the right track there?
Yes, you are the phoenix rising again. You are the ones that are rising from the ashes and continuing this whole program here. And all that has come before is all been a part of the process that you are all moving through, all experiencing, all having a great effect on. We believe we have moved off of your question, though. We're not answering your question here. Please rephrase it here, just a moment.
Well, I guess it's a matter of, I'm not sure if it's a, I guess I'm just checking in to make sure, because to me, it's such a profound experience of completion that somebody out there really gets it, really gets what we've gone through and really gets it. I don't want to, like, wallow in it. I'm not looking to wallow in it. But
somebody that gets it. What do you mean here?
Okay. The love and the angels that are with us and Sanat Kumara and you and everybody, like, really understands it and
understands. We understand what you have gone through? Is that what you are?
Yes.
That is very much correct. We do understand what you have gone through. As we have said many times, we have been there before. We have done what you are doing in many respects. In some respects, we have gone through even more travails than you have. But regardless, you are the ones that have continued on lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, going through all of the experiences that you needed to go through this free will universe and this free will experiment here, which, as you know, is coming to an end here. As far as on this planet here, there is always going to be free will everywhere here in this universe, for that is what this universe is. But the experiment here to move away from the connection with your higher God self, the source, that is going to end. You are all, those of you that descend in this process are all going to find once again and know and feel and understand that connection with source within you. This is why you are being prodded in many ways to find that source within you, to hear that small wee voice within you, to listen to it, to acknowledge it, to believe in it. Because if you do, with all of the things that are happening around you, all of the ones that would say you are crazy, you do not know what you're talking about, prove it to us, all of these things, you are not listening to that. And if you, long as you do not listen to that and you continue on in the journey that you have set for yourselves, then all of this will happen, and it will happen faster than if you were to back off and not be a part of this. You, we are speaking to you, each and every one of you. Every one of you is a part of the collective whole. Every one of you, without being there, would be missed. Think about that for just a moment, the ramifications of what I just said here. You are so important to the collective whole. If you left the situation, if you left the building, so to speak, you would be sorely missed. And the plan as it is known right now, this moment, would need to be altered again and again and again. This is the importance that each and every one of you bring here. You look at yourselves as not important. Many of you do. What can I do? What am I supposed to do to make this happen, to be of service? And we are telling you in so many different ways that you are already doing what you need to do. Just keep doing it and keep getting better and better and better at finding that connection with source within yourself. That is the key here. Okay?
Yes,
any other questions here?
Well, how come so many light workers are extinguished, their lights are extinguished early, like they're killed or they die? They're light workers and they're part of this entire ensemble of light workers. Are they doing their light work from a different dimension and helping us from a different dimension? Because a lot of people have been killed and it seems like we need all the light workers hands on deck now.
They sacrifice themselves for the greater good. They have agreed to go on into another dimension, as you are saying, to help from another direction, another point of view. And in going through what they may have done here, they are bringing notice to the situation that is at hand here. They are revealing the truth. So for everyone that goes through these deaths, as you are saying, more and more are realizing. For instance, those that are the ones that are committing suicide, you are beginning to know that they are not committing suicide themselves. They are not killing themselves. They are being suicided, or they are being made to look like it is a suicide. And every time this happens, what happens with all of you? You are beginning to say, that was not a suicide. Why would he or she do that? They would not have done that. So they must have been interfered with. Their lives must have been ended prematurely. But know that their lives were not ended prematurely. They were part of the greater good here to bring about change. Their lights are never extinguished.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Shoshana. I know that came from another level of yourself here.
Shoshana?
Anyone else here? We are going to release channel here shortly, if not right now. We know that you are all anxious here in this room, especially to get out there and see what you can see. Anything else further here before we release channel? Of course, now no one would speak up now after that.
Just a big thank you, one who serves. Just a big thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
You thank us, but now we give you a huge thank you. A huge thank you from all of us to all of you. Thank you for being you. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Shanti.
Love, love, love.